Blog Talk Radio.
I am a sinner who's probably gonna sin again. Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. Things I don't understand. Sometimes I need to be alone. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
I can feel your energy from two planets away. I got my drink, I got my music, I will share it. But today I'm feeling, bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
Look inside of my soul and you can find gold and maybe get rich. Look inside of your soul and you can find out it never exists. I can feel the changes. I can feel a new life. I always knew life can be dangerous. I can say that I like a challenge and you to me is painless. You don't know what pain is. How can I paint this picture when the colorblind is hanging with you? Fell on my face and I woke with a scar. Another mistake living deep in my heart. Wear it on top of my sleeve in a flick. I can admit that it did look like yours. Why you resent every making of his? Tell me your purpose is petty again. But even a small light, it can burn a bridge. Even a small light, it can burn a bridge. I can feel the changes. I can feel the new people around me just wanna be famous. You can see that my city found me, then put me on stage. To me, that's amazing. To you, that's a quick check. With all disrespect, let me say this, say this, say this.
I am a sinner who's probably gonna sin again. Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. Things I don't understand. Sometimes I need to be alone. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
I can feel your energy from two planets away. I got my drink, I got my music, I will share it. But today I'm feeling, bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
I'm trying to keep it alive and not compromise the feeling we love. You're trying to keep it deprived and only co-sign what radio does. And I'm looking right past you. We live in a world, we live in a world on two different axles. You live in a world, you're living behind the mirror. I know what you're scared of, the feeling, emotions inferior. This shit is vital, I know you had to, this shit is vital, I know you had to. Die in a pitiful pain, tell me you're watching the chain. It's way more believable, give me a feasible gain. Rather her seasonal name, I'll let the people know this is something you can blame. On yourself you can remain, stuck in a box. I'ma break out and then hide every lock. I'ma break out and then hide every lock. I can feel the changes, I can feel the new people around me. Just wanna be famous. You can see that my city found me, then put me on stages. To me, that's amazing. To you, that's a quick check. With all disrespect, let me say this, say this, say this.
I am a sinner who's probably gonna sin again. Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. Things I don't understand. Sometimes I need to be alone. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
I can feel your energy from two planets away. I got my drink, I got my music, I will share it. But today I'm feeling, bitch, don't kill my vibe. 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 Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
You ain't heard the cold strike. It's been a long time. Don't you see that long time? And they waiting on Kendrick like the first and the 15th. Threes in the air, I can see you are. Hide your feelings now, what you better do? I'll take your girlfriend and put that pussy on the pedestal. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Walk out the door and they scream it's alive. My New Year's resolution is to stop all the pollution. Talk too motherfucking much. I got my drink, I got my music. I think bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
Thank you. I'm on that good cushion alcohol.
Mike,
I got some damn bitches I can call. I don't know what I would do without y'all. I'm a ball to the day I fall.
Yeah,
as long as my bitches love me.
Yeah.
I could give a fuck by no hate as long as my bitch loves me.
Yeah,
I could give a fuck by no nigga long as these bitches love me.
Put that nigga stop hating. Lil Jones shit got that fire. And these hoes love me like Satan, man. Yeah. Fuck with me and get bodied. And all she eat is dick. She's on a strict diet, that's my baby. With no makeup, she a 10. And she the best with that head. Even better than Corinne. She don't want money. She wants the time we could spend. She said, cause I really need somebody. So tell me you're that somebody. Girl, I fuck who I want. And fuck who I don't. Got that A1 credit. At that filet mignon. She say, I never wanna make you mad. I just wanna make you proud. I say, baby, just make me come. Then don't make a sound.
I'm on that good cushion alcohol.
Yeah.
I got some damn bitches I can call. I don't know what I would do without y'all. I'm a ball to the day I fall.
Yeah, long as my bitches love me.
My bitches love me.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I can give a fuck by no hate as long as my bitches love me.
My bitches love me.
Yeah, I can give a fuck by no nigga long as these bitches love me.
Real nigga, fuck these haters. These hoes got pussies like craters. Can't treat these hoes like ladies, man. Pussy money we codeine. She say my dick feel like morphine. I hope my name tastes like sardines to these niggas. She wake up, eat his dick. Call that breakfast and beer. 69.96, I feel a heartbeat. Chest to chest with this bitch. Now turn around, face down. I'm arresting this bitch. Yeah, all my bitches love me. And I love all my bitches. But it's like soon as I come to my senses. And I would say these old names. But then I would be snitching. And these haters try to knock me. But they can't knock me off the hinges.
I'm on that good cushion alcohol.
Yeah.
I got some damn bitches I can call.
And
I don't know what I would do without y'all. I'm a ball to the day I fall.
Yeah, long as my bitches love me.
My bitches love me.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
I can give a fuck by no hate as long as my bitches love me.
My bitches love me. My bitches love me.
Yeah, I can give a fuck, bro.
I lost a few good bitches, met some more bad bitches, and I be schooling them niggas. Pose for your class, bitchin' and I kiss my ass if you hate. Getting ass on skate, yeah.
Cushion alcohol. I got some damn bitches I can call.
What's that?
I don't know what I would do without y'all.
I don't know what I would do without y'all.
I'm a ball to the day I'm
a ball.
Yeah, long as my bitches love me.
My bitches love me. My bitches love me.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I can give a fuck by no hate as long as my bitches love me.
My bitches love me.
Yeah, I can give a fuck by no nigga long as these bitches love me.
Monogamy or whatever you call it, I'm starting to think ain't for everybody. Most of us is rushing into it anyway, you know what I'm saying? You ain't rushing for love and I ain't up here to judge, so let's neglect the what ifs and make it do what it does. Let's get it.
Is it bad that I never made love? No, I never did. But it's sure no how to fuck. I'll be a bad girl. I'll prove it to you. I can't promise that I'll be good to you. Cause I had you. I won't miss.
girls ain't no good, and the good girls ain't no fun, and the hood girls want a smart nigga. College girls all want a thug, so it seems that we fiend what we don't need. Got a thing for a queen who don't wanna leave. I ain't about to judge you, don't judge me. You ain't gotta really sing about your rap sheet, cause I heard you. Yeah, in the literal sense, I mean that. Rough sex saying I love ya, but the kiss of me saying you mean that. I know, I just be calling a mean ass. Oh, the irony, got the bomb in D, but the problem is probably a deep pass. Still I'm feeling this and I need that. Thinking if I get it, I get it and need this. I don't need a motion to open your deep sea. I can see the ocean by going between legs. Bag, no, bed, blow, dope, go, forward, couch, now, slow, motion. Around, put it down, Lord knows she was going for the moon. Hold up.
Easy, baby, I never made love, no, I never did. But it's so no hard to fuck, I'll be a bad girl, I'll prove it to you.
Her feelings, she break hearts, she stay quiet, she play smart, she take pride, I'm going out, I'm getting hollered at, and saying nah, she's no saint, but she don't pose, she don't wear makeup by the bolo, riding through Lakeshore with the nose up, she don't really date much, cause it slows up, she got haters, but we all do, heard you went a time coach, shawty far through, baby look at their approach, how they caught you, all of mind games, never mind, cause they all low. In the physical sense, I mean that. I ain't tryna kiss up, suck up, be gas. I ain't like them, you sucking your teeth fast. Nope. Play big, trust me, I humble your mean ass. Look, shawty is actually in prevent, cause the one in front of us working with deep breath. Yep, bed, floor, couch, more, shower, Lord, perm, done. Love, nah, caught in the morning, cell number wasn't on, god damn.
Is it baby, I never made love, no, I never did. But it's still no hard to fuck, I'll be a bad girl, I'll prove it to you. I keep promise that I'll be good to you. Cause I had a choice, I won't commit, no, not having it. But at least I can admit that I'll be bad, no, to you. Yeah, I'll be good in bed, but I'll be bad to you.
Young Jesus, and your boy K.
Gotta do what I gotta do.
All my exes live in Texas like I'm George Strait. Or they go to Georgia State where tuition is handled by some random nigga that live in Atlanta that she only see when she feels obligated. Admitted it to me the first time we dated, but she was no angel and we never waited. I took her for sushi, she wanted to fuck, so we took it to go. Told him don't even plate it, and we never talked too much after I blew up. Just only hello her, happy belated. And I think I texted her and told her I made it. And that's when she texted me and told me she prayed it. And that's when I texted her and told her I love it. And right after texted her and told her I'm faded, she asked, what have I learned since getting richer? I learned working with the negative to make for better pictures. I learned Hennessy and enemies is one hell of a mixture. Even though it's fucked up, girl, I'm still fucking with you. Damn, is it the fall? Time for me to revisit the past. It's women that called us, albums to drop, it's liquor involved, it's stories to tell, we've been through it all. Yeah. Interviews are like confessions. Get the fuck up out my dressing room, confusing me with questions like, do you love this shit? Are you high right now? Do you ever get nervous? Are you single? I heard you fuck your girl, is it true? You getting money? You think them niggas you with is with you? And I say hell yeah, hell yeah, hell yeah. Fucking right, alright. And we say hell yeah, hell yeah. So much for being optimistic. They say love is in the air, so I
Hold my breath till my face turn purple. Keep a few bad bitches in my circle. My nuts hang like ain't no curfew. Bitch, if you wave, then I will serve you. I flew jet, she flew commercial, but we still met. Later that night, after my session, she came over. I was aggressive and she was sober. I gave her a pill, she started confessing and started undressing and asked me to hold her. And so I did, but that was last month. And now she's texting me asking for closure. Damn, she say this shit gon' catch up to me. I keep tissue paper. We eat each other whenever we at the dinner table. She say she hate that she love me and she wish I was average. Shit, sometimes I wish the same and I wish she wasn't married. Promises, I hope I never break them. Met a female dragon, had a fire conversation. But interviews are like confessions. Get the fuck up out my bedroom, confusing me with questions like, do you love this shit? Are you high right now? Do you ever get nervous? Are you single? I heard you fuck your girl. Is it true? You getting money? You think the niggas you with is with you? And I say, hell yeah, hell yeah, hell yeah. Fucking right, alright. And we say, hell yeah, hell yeah. Fucking right, fucking right, alright. And we say hell yeah, hell yeah, hell yeah. Fucking right, damn right, alright, oh yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Just keep going and don't look back. Some jealousy in your rear view. Wave hello, hello, hello. Push that pedal to the max. Count that money that's in your lap. Just some jealousy in your rear view. Hello, hello, hello.
Smashing in the fad lane, envy in my rear view, meals in my windshield, keep them in the clear view. Cheers to my partners who got it, we finally did it. And here's to the ones with potential to go and get it. We survived yesterday, foreign ride connoisseurs. Pop and fly today, tomorrow ain't promised to us. Grind hard for dirty money, but our heart's pure. Steady mobbing on these suckers, man, they so funny to us. Broke niggas all smiles when they run into us. Get by theyself, they talking tough, but don't do nothing to us. Call theyself paper chasing when wealth be running to us. You violate the puppet master, get your string pulled. Hustle gang, king team, label me the ringleader. Just showing haters the tail lights of my two-seaters. Two heaters with me in the ride, but I don't need them, no. Left people behind me, that's where I plan to keep it. Go.
Go in and don't look back. And look forward from where you're at. Some jealousy in your rear view. Wave hello, hello, hello. Push that pedal to the max. Count that money that's in your lap. Just some jealousy in your rear view. Hello.
Hey, I hustle hard, forever shine. Pay haters, no, never mind. Won't stop until we popping bottles at the finish line. Never been the quitting kind. Spirit ain't no killing mine. I'm getting mine. You don't like it, nigga, get in line. So many times I've shown dudes I won't lose. Time precious, but waste yours if you want to. Hate I made it and you didn't, for that I ain't to blame. Won't change a thing, the circumstance to remain the same. Can't complain, I'm highly favored, my flavor's God-given. So used to hate, appreciation is an odd feeling. Still I stay focused on the millions, trying to dodge prison. Praying, asking for forgiveness, hoping God listen. As far as dissing me pimping, go ahead and have a ball. Meanwhile I'm getting bread, determined to have it all. I'm talking money, sonny, if ain't none of that involved. Why is we conversing? This vehicle ain't reversing. Go.
Go in and don't look back. And look forward from where you're at. Some jealousy in your rear view. Wave hello, hello, hello. Push that pedal to the
jealousy in your rear view. Hello, hello, hello.
Everybody, they go sing this. and to raise a family. If there's any doubt in your mind, you can count on me. I'll never let you down, lady, believe in me.
You and I
will never fall apart.
You and I,
we knew right from the start.
Everybody, you got your boy Fat Man up in here. Good morning. Wake your ass up. 6:30 a.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. Y'all better wake your ass up. It's 29 degrees out there. It's kind of cold this morning out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. You know what I'm saying? The high today is going to be 41 degrees. You know what I'm saying? What's cracking, everybody? I hope you had a good night. This shit, I had a good night. I was tired as hell, you know what I'm saying, because nigga had to walk around, handle his business and all of that type of shit, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, you know, your boy Fat Man, having a little slow start this morning, but it's all good because we're about to definitely get it in. You know what I'm saying? We got a lot of stuff going on in the news this morning. You know what I'm saying? So for everybody that's out there, you know what I'm saying, if you got something to say, hit me up, 347-884-8810. That's 347-884-8810. Big shout-out to all the people that's up rolling with me. My man D. Jones out there in Colorado is up rolling with me, and this and the other. I know they up under some damn snow this morning. You know what I'm saying? So he talking about the music that I'm playing this morning. You know what I'm saying? So big shout-out to my girl Tara. Tara, she's definitely up and on the line this morning. You know what I'm saying? And everybody else that's in the, you know, that's in the house, that's in the Fat Man neighborhood, Good morning. Wake your ass up. It's the Fat Man Morning Show. You know what I'm saying? We about to get it in. This is Thursday morning. We got one more day, y'all. One more day, and then it's time for the weekend. You know what I'm saying? A lot of y'all just live for the damn weekend. You know what I'm saying? A lot of y'all just live for the weekend and shit. You know what I'm saying? But it's all good. It's all good. But, you know, just make sure. I think I'm up early this morning and everything last night, you know what I'm saying? So I'm a little hungover, so I'm gonna go have one more drink, y'all, and I'll be right back. On the Fat Man Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. Ooh, I think I said that too loud. Y'all, I'll be right back.
It was Friday night and I was feeling aight.
Yep.
Downtown Atlanta, big city, bright lights. Mixing Henny with the Sprite while I'm drinking and driving. No police lights, no police sirens. I'm headed to the club, looking for a freak. To spread a little love and spread a couple cheeks. Pull up to the spot, 26 is like, bam. Eyes on me like, bitch, do you see him? Stroll through the front door, headed to the VIP. Bought a couple bottles and I took a couple sips. Scoping out the room and what do I see? A nice round butt and a pair of double D's. So I crept up like started what's happening. You killing that dress and I love it with a passion. Then she turned around and her face was aight. She had a gap tooth and a mean overbite. But I was like, cause she started looking better every shot of Patron, yep. I jumped up with a devilish grin, cause tonight, damn right, I might do it again. So I called up the homie, let's ride, we could hit the sports bar over on the south side. Hit a couple of Coronas, couple of limes,
yep.
Went up to the bar and saw a couple of dimes. So I slowly walked up and said, hi, my name's Ludacris and I'm a hell of a guy. One said, I know who you are, I'm your number one fan. And right now it's too bad I got a man, and I said, I understand. But where the hell is he? Cause in a minute if he don't show up, then man,
grab the camera phone and take a bunch of drunk pictures.
Cause Hennessy mixed with a whole bunch of Buddha,
yep.
Equals you mixed with a whole bunch of Luda.
And you know how far one drink could go. Start slurring my speech, blowing up the flow.
Hiking up your skirt, climbing up your shirt. It's Mr. Late Night Luda and I like to flirt. So guess what, baby girl? Too picky these days, damn it.
What you know about this pizza, boy?
Girl. Girl. This how I eat the booty. I'm finished. Where I'm gonna put it at?
In a relationship, everything start off fine in the beginning. You call your boyfriend and girlfriend up every 10 seconds and say,
I love you.
All up in each other's face every day. And we call that the cupcake phase. Until something hits the fan. You go from, I love you, to, I can't stand you. I can't even go in the bathroom for 2 minutes to take a piss without you thinking I'm cheating.
Asking all them questions.
Who you with? Where you been? Girl, don't worry about it.
Asking all them questions.
Last time I checked, I ain't put a ring on your left finger. So I ain't obligated to do nothing. So go on with all that mess.
Asking all them questions.
What up, Spoke? Calling Spoke. Yeah, I think I can explain that better than you can. Oh, yeah, that's a good pizza, by the way.
Man, you in my house eating my pizza, bruh? You eating my last box? This man eating my last box of pizza. And what you mean you can do this video better than me?
Basically, what I'm saying is, I can explain the argument better than you can. Yeah, I think I can do that. Because I've been through this.
You done been through this?
Yeah, I've been through that. Mm-hmm.
Well, right, then, let's go for a ride and you explain it to me
then. Right there.
Whoa.
What's up?
You can't go dressed like that, bruh.
Oh, you right. Gotta freshen up.
All right, you ready?
I'm ready, man.
Well, let's go.
You gonna show me? I'm gonna tell you because what had happened.
Listen, bro. I understand what you're saying. But I'ma help them understand what you're saying. Basically, this how the girl be.
Where? Who? You been where? Where who? For real. Oh, really? That's how you feel?
And the guys be like, asking all them questions. Asking all them questions. Why you asking all them questions? Making statements. Asking all them questions. Asking all them questions. Why you asking all them questions? Making statements. Where you been? How much did you spend? Yeah, I trust you. Now unlock your phone.
Who is this?
Oh, see? Why you playing with me? That's the same reason why you ain't stand with me. You trying to get up in these drawers, you ain't land with me. And I ain't even trying to hear what you saying to me. Just grab your stuff, hit the door. Go chill with them other girls. That is why her weed stay. Talking about some beach curls. See? She ratchet? That's why I'm pregnant. And you the pappy? Looking stupid, that's what you get. Walking around here lying, thinking that you're slick. But you dumb. You stupid?
Oh, don't you talk when I'm talking, you better mute it.
Now unlock your phone, let me see them pictures. I'm gonna check your Facebook, and I'ma check your Twitter, and I bet it tell me where.
Who?
You been where? Where who? For real? Oh, really? That's how you feel? Asking all them questions. Asking all them questions. Why you asking all them questions? Making statements. Asking all them questions. Asking all them questions. Why you asking all them questions? Making statements. Girl, why you bug? Oh, who that girl? That's in my hood. You wanna know the truth? And how I feel? Stop tweet watching, so I know it's real. Girl, ain't nobody lying to you. I ain't got no secrets, I ain't hiding from you. But you still wanna check my phone and my tweet. Find out who I'm talking to and who I'm trying to meet. What you said you pregnant, it ain't mine. Girl, I wrapped it up, that's how I know you lie. What you think I'm dumb? You think I'm stupid? You think I love you? Do I look like you? Hold on. Let me see your picture. Let me check your Facebook. What's the password to your Twitter? You want a DM. You trying to see him at 7 p.m. this weekend so he can spit it all on you. You ain't slick. You ain't slick. Where? Who? You been where? Where who? That's how you feel.
Asking all them questions. Asking all them questions. Why you asking all them questions? Make a statement. Asking all them questions. Asking all them questions. Why you asking all them questions?
The girls always keep a drama. Whatever, whatever, nigga, what you gon' do? You just mad because you got caught. You dirty. You dirty ass. You dirty. And then the guys always flexing like they gon' hit her. Get your hand on my face, shorty. Man, somebody better get him. I ain't playing. And the girls always wanna beef over the internet. They'll say something like, and tell that thirsty trick you with at my Twitter name, so I know it's real.
Oh, yeah. Up in here, you know what I'm saying? We doing it real big this morning. 6:42 a.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. Welcome to the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. I'm your host, Fat Man. What's going on with y'all? 29 degrees out here in Las Vegas. It's going to be the high of 41 degrees today. So you better get your jackets out because it's going to be a little fucking chilly outside. You know what I'm saying? What's popping, everybody? You know what I'm saying? It's a Thursday morning. We just about over with. You know what I mean? Big shout out to everybody that's out there on the East Coast that's already got their day started. You know what I'm saying? Question of the morning is, have you ever dated someone who already had a baby on the way? This is for my fellas out there. You know what I'm saying? Have you ever dated someone who already had a baby on the way? Not I. I've never really dated nobody that already had a baby on the way. That's you know what I'm saying? That's kind of creepy and everything, you know what I mean? I don't want it to all of a sudden at the last minute she be like, no, my genes ain't that strong, you know what I'm saying, and everything. This and other news, you know what I'm saying, I get a lot of crazy stuff come across the You know, I reported on this the other day. It was like they videotaped, who is this, HBK from Doughboys. Cash out gets knocked out and chain stolen, all right? So, I mean, you know, and they got the little video up here, you know what I'm saying, and this and the other. Man, I swear, people just like, can't we all just get along? And can't we all just get along, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know what I mean? Hip-hop is always crazy and everything. In other news, you know what I'm saying, Forbes is saying, don't buy the Xbox One, all right? This is coming straight from Forbes magazine, you know, one of the top recognized magazines in the world, you know what I'm saying? It says, don't buy the Xbox One for all you people out there shopping and trying to get your kids what they want for Christmas and this and the other, you know what I'm saying? It says, the holiday console war is in full swing now. Points are being scored on both sides. Sony came out strong, selling more than 1 million PlayStation 4 consoles during the box first 24 hours of availability alone. Then Microsoft Xbox One launched a week later and matched the PS. Hold on, wait a minute, damn, I didn't click too damn much and everything. I didn't click back. Hold on, y'all. Let me see. PS4 favorite sales console. PS4 Walmart. It sold 2.1 million PS4 consoles, okay? Now, the Xbox One, you know what I'm saying, just launched, you know what I'm saying? And they're saying that Microsoft yet to have the real issue response. Both consoles have their merits on either. One seems like a solid buy this holiday season, but those considering the Xbox One should pump their brakes, according to one reviewer. Patrick Moorhead recently shared his thoughts after buying and using the new Xbox One for a while, and the verdict wasn't good. Okay, so, you know, they're trying to say that the Xbox One ain't pulling its weight and everything. So y'all make sure y'all, first of all, make sure your kid deserves an Xbox One, because I hear these Xbox and PS4s is like a house payment. That's a rent payment or a car payment or something like that. So, you know, he better have all A's and hell, A's for the next generation too. And everything, you know what I'm saying? So this is here in other news. I know we talked about it yesterday about as far as raising the minimum wage. Here's a story right here that I'm looking at. Can Walmart and McDonald's afford a $15 an hour minimum wage? Okay, it seems holiday season seems to go times. Any questions whether Walmart can afford its workforce? Some who make a little as $8 an hour, a high wage, much as $15 per hour. The pressure has mounted. This month. You know what I'm saying? So they're trying to in the city of Washington. They may raise the minimum wage up to $11 on a national bias. Congress has considered national minimum wage being raised as high as $10.10 an hour. What the fuck am I going to do with that extra 10 cent? Ain't that about a bitch? $10.10 an hour. You just want to make it an even 11, you know, or even just $10. You got to throw me 10 more cent. Like, that's just 10 more cent that y'all ask on it. Uncle Sam going to digging my ass and take and everything. You know what I'm saying? Man, okay then. So, yeah, y'all watch out. There's a lot of holiday work going on and everything. So y'all make sure y'all get out there and get to circulate. You ain't going to get nothing unless you get up off your ass and get out there and find it. I'm getting a lot of people that's hitting me up talking about, fam, man, I can't find no work. Won't nobody hire me because you won't get up off your lazy ass and go talk to somebody. Go to these job seminars. Get out there and hit the pavement. Get out there and find work. It's work to be found. Shit, you just got to get out there and go find it. You know what I'm saying? They didn't say life would be easy. You know what I mean? So you got to make it as, you know, you got to make it work for you. You got to make it do what you got to make it do. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to all my Sagittarius is out there. Happy birthday. You know what I'm saying? I got a birthday coming up. You know what I'm saying? Get up and read your horoscope. You know what I'm saying? They say you may find yourself pulling back from the radical plan that seems so appealing just a few days ago. Sometime you got to weigh both sides of your personality against each other to make a decision. All right? So it's trying to say, quit fighting with yourself and shit and everything. Make up your motherfucking mind. Quit going back and forth. Quit going back and forth. You got your boy Fat Man up here at 6:48 a.m. If you want to holler at me, hit me up at 347-884-8810. That's 347-884-8810. You know what I'm saying? And we'll be right back, y'all. Let me pay these bills.
Tell me a secret. I don't just want to know about any secret of yours. I want to know about one special secret.
Oh.
Because tonight I want to learn all about the secrets in your garden.
I'm on the read.
Let's make it.
let me lay beside you. Do what you want me to all night. Wanna hold you. Ooh, baby, can I touch you there? Come on, come on, come on, come on. I can keep you satisfied, baby. Come on, come on, woo, come on.
I'll take good care of you. That's what a man is supposed to do. And I'll be there for you all the time. Let your hair down. Let me get you in the mood. Take me with you.
Universal are dedicated to providing support to Paul's immediate family
and our extended Fast and Furious family of cast, crew, and filmmakers. At this time, we feel it is our responsibility to shut down production on Fast and Furious 7 for a period of time so we can assess all options available to move forward with the franchise. We are committed to keeping Fast and Furious fans informed, and we will provide further information to them when we have it. Until then, we now, you know, they enjoy us. They join us in mourning. I'm sorry, they enjoy us in mourning. Well, you should rejoice in mourning because he's in a better place. Obviously, he wasn't meant to be here too long and everything. So, you know, they shut that down, you know what I'm saying? And for the Asshole of the Month award, we give that to Gucci Man, who is now looking at Gucci Man is looking at, I think, 20 to life for indicted on federal gun charges. He could face up to 20 years in prison if he is convicted. Okay, rapper Gucci Man has once and got his ass in hot water again with the law. According to Atlanta Journal-Constitution, the troubled rapper was arraigned on federal gun possession charge on Tuesday. Prosecutors accuse Gucci Man, born Roderick Davis, brandishing two different handguns on two separate occasions on September 12th. He was allegedly possessing one of in possession of a Taurus 45 caliber handgun. 2 days later, he was arrested with a 40 caliber Glock. Okay, Gucci could face as many as 20 years, after 20 years in prison if he's convicted. Well, he's been behind bars since September 11th, his arrest. So all I can say is, and of course, you know, he said he was addicted to lean and this and the other and all and everything like that. All I can say is, don't drop the soap, man. Niggas just don't learn. I swear, niggas do not learn. Niggas do not learn, boy. Niggas do not learn. And then let me ask y'all a question. It's like, how do you tell, let me see, how do you tell your mate to turn down? Everybody want to be turned up in this and the other. How do you tell your mate to turn down? Actually, I would turn around and tell them, why don't you sit your ass down and shit. You know what I'm saying? You go all the fucking time and turn around. Let's turn up and shit like that. Sit your ass down some damn time, shit. That's how you tell your mate. That's how you tell your mate to turn down. You tell him to sit her ass down and sit his ass down. You know what I'm saying? 6:59 a.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, 29 degrees. It's kind of chilly. Make sure that you get your jackets out, you know what I'm saying, because it's kind of chilly outside, you know what I'm saying. The high of 41 today, you know what I'm saying. And other crazy-ass news, I got the five dead-end jobs, okay? This ought to be good. And how to escape them, all right? Feeling like you're in a rut of a dying career, consider these five alternatives that grow at least 10% between 2010 and 2020, okay? And dead-end job, number one, desktop publisher, okay? You know, a desktop publisher, you know, the career peaks, you know, newspaper prints, all of that. You just kind of look over shit. You know, careers become obsolete, technologically orientated. Society continues to improve and evolve. And, you know, and it increases speed. I mean, you know, dealing with the internet and all of that stuff and everything. I don't know. That's one dead-end job. Let's see. Well, they have number two dead-end job. It's telephone operator. All right. I guess you don't want to sit there and listen to somebody's problems because that's basically what it turns out to be when you're a telephone operator. Second dead-end job, number three, is computer repair. Uh-huh. I'm pretty sure that gets exciting by the day. You know what I'm saying? We all these computers and this and the other. That's what make a computer man turn into a freaky computer man and this and the other because he wants to download shit and play with your floppy and you know, hard drive and all of that shit and everything. Now, I don't know how can this be a dead-end job, number four. It says travel agent. I don't know. I've seen some travel agents get it in and move around and everything like this, you know what I'm saying? But I guess to a travel agent, an alternative career would be a paralegal. Really? I would think a paralegal would be, like, more of a dead-end job because that's fucking boring. That's just pushing papers and shit like that. Number five dead-end job is a librarian. But an alternative career to a librarian is a nutritionist. I don't know. This is white folks survey. You know what I'm saying? And to a dead-end job, an alternative career for a telephone operator would be public relations specialist. Okay, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, because you're used to running your damn mouth, of course. 2 minutes after 7 out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. Y'all, you got your boy Fat Man up in here. I'm going to be right back, man. We go pay some bills and everything. I guess your man Gucci Man is up in there thinking about what Yo Gotti say.
NDORadio.com.
Wish I had bank keys.
Mixtape Monopoly, huh?
Everything y'all did.
What it is?
It been done. My shoe game, my shoe
this
game.
This is NDO Radio, certified banger.
Instead of hollering about fuck me, now fuck that bitch. Fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch. Instead of hollering about fuck me, now fuck that bitch. Fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch. Instead of hollering about fuck me, now fuck that bitch. Three, what you wanna do here? Bitch, I'ma float like Rubel. Still working on getting cool clear. You ain't got none of my shoe gear. Red on the bottom right there, red. Charlie Sheen, model, her hair red. Bitch, you ugly and bitch, you ugly. Both y'all hoes look scary. I don't wanna get married. Chick, you a bird, parry. I ain't so good, these hoes like, boy, you get fat, eat salad. Don't round around, no guinea, need no blanket. Got your main bitch on my dick, shit, she ain't nothing.
You lame.
Her hips fast, seen walk past me like she is. She seen my Audemars, she tried to touch that. I said, bitch. I bang hoes, riding in drop top
rain road.
I train hoes, I'm a pimp, Trinidad Jane Cole. Westside, bank here. It wasn't
from. Where you from, nigga?
Everything y'all did.
What it is?
It been done. My shoe game, my shoe game. You can't touch this shit. Instead of hollering about fuck me, now fuck that bitch. Fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch. Instead of hollering about fuck me, now fuck that bitch. Fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch. Instead of hollering about fuck me, now fuck that bitch. Three, FDB man. Fly like L train. Man, he lose, got Chuck boys on, he ain't got that pair, man. With my LDB clip.
Fuck that bitch.
33D shit. You can tell that bitch, man, fuck that hoe. Ain't studying that cheap trick. Shit for birthday. Bitch, where's your skirt at? All I like is blowing it, cause you don't even like perk pack. Y'all niggas so wet. And bitch, you so green. I pull up on the scene in the green saline. Yeah, nigga, I'm too clean. Westside was up first. Y'all nigga, my supper. Fuck that bitch before I do that shit. I might need me a rubber. Belly on rotund. One whip, four gun. If you see the baby mama, holla, fuck that bitch. That hoe ain't no one. Westside, bank here. It wasn't
from. Where you from, nigga?
Everything y'all did.
What it is?
It been done. My shoe game, my shoe game. You can't touch that shit. Bitch, instead of hollering about fuck me. Nah, fuck that bitch. Fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch. Bitch, instead of hollering about fuck me. Nah, fuck that bitch. Fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch. Bitch said how about fuck me. Now fuck that bitch.
Bitch ass. Thank you. You want fun. Everything. Y'all did. It been done. My shoe game. My shoe game. Can't touch this shit. Bitch said how about fuck me. Now fuck that bitch.
What's going on, y'all? You got the boy Fat Man up in here. 6 minutes after 7. AM out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, out here on the West Coast. What's going on out there on the East Coast? You know what I'm saying? That's my man, Young Dro. Fuck that bitch. You know what I mean? You know, we doing it real big up here this morning. I got some news on that I want to talk about that seems to not be getting enough attention and everything. I know it's still they're talking about there's still a high rate in suicides from kids who are being bullied. You know what I'm saying? And I know we got the Bully Buster tour out here going on out here in Las Vegas. You know what I'm saying? I wish that when people put things together, you know what I'm saying, they would really get in the community and get the people involved that would really like to help, be involved, that could really make a difference. This is how many more deaths will occur after the end of bullying. You know what I'm saying? What do we need to do? What do you do when bullying continues or gets worse? You know, if somebody is intimidating or at harm's risk because of bullying, you know, please don't be afraid to go to your teacher and tell her. You know what I'm saying? Let her know that you're being bullied. Let her know that someone is harassing you. You know what I'm saying? Because it's a shame when a child can't talk to their parents or tell their parents that they're being bullied in school. They're so afraid to tell their parents that they're being bullied in school till, you know what I'm saying, they can't even, you know, I mean, I know how that shit is. You know what I'm saying? I was bullied. You know, I was bullied in school because of my size. You know what I'm saying? And everybody wanted to tease and talk about fat man and this and the other. You know what I'm saying? So I know what it's like to be bullied in school. I know what it's like to get chased home and everything. You know what I'm saying? And only two things happen when a kid gets bullied. He gets back in the corner. Either he gonna fight or he gonna wind up hurting somebody. And you don't want to find out the hard way that your kid didn't hurt somebody due to him being bullied, him or her being bullied in school. You know what I'm saying? It's a very big issue. I believe that we all need to take the time and spread more light on it, pay attention to what's going on, you know what I'm saying, because there are a lot of kids out here that are being bullied and tormented every day going to school for no reason whatsoever, just because that little kid is just a little badass little kid. You know, you just got some little kids just fucking bad and shit. I mean, let's keep it 600. You just got some kids out here, you know what I'm saying, and shit. You know, they call themselves following them behind their mom and their daddy and shit, and they just fucking bad. It's as simple as that. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, we going to keep it 600 up in here. We ain't going to lie and sugarcoat that shit. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, get control of your kid, because I'm the type of joker, I catch your kid out there being bad in the street fucking with my kid, and I will shake the shit out of your kid. I will shake your kid. And this, that, and the other, your kid that has shady kid syndrome by the time you all get through with him, and this, that, and the other, because they need to learn how to act. People need to learn how to train their kids. Train your little badass kids. If little Nook Nook and Shoo Shoo don't know how to fucking act in public, then you need to keep their little asses at home and teach them some damn manners. And parents, start whooping your kids' ass. I don't know what this is with these new 2013, 2014 kids where they can talk shit and talk back to their parents and this, that, and the other. I wish I would have talked back to my mama when I was 11, 12 years old and this, that, and the other. Mama say, come here, you come here and do something. I'm like, I'm coming. Shit, please. I wouldn't be sitting here I wouldn't be sitting here right now. You know what I'm saying? We got to start respecting our elders. That even goes all out, you know, with one another. We got to start respecting each other, not just for our color, but for who we are as a people, who you are as a person. You know what I'm saying? So, and it starts at home. And you wonder why kids is on these videos and talking more shit and cussing more than we do. They know more motherfucking words than we do, if not more. You know what I'm saying? So stop underestimating your kids. Stop thinking that your kid is so good and this, that, and the other. That's your kid that's a little badass. I never thought my son was Mr. Goody Two Shoes. I knew he was up there in school fucking up. I was just waiting to catch him. You know what I'm saying? Because we were all cursed with that same, we were all cursed with that same saying that every mama say, I hope you have one just like you. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? So we was all cursed with that. And we do. We all got one running around here just like us. You know what I'm saying? Listen, y'all, you got your boy up in here at 7:11 a.m., 11 minutes after 7 a.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. just letting y'all know, you know what I'm saying? Stop that bullying and shit, you know what I'm saying? The reason why we got bullies is because the little kid is getting bullied at home. The little kid is following and is looking at his daddy at home. That's why we got bullies. The kid is watching his father talk to his mother and this, that, and the other, and push her around and all of that shit, you know what I'm saying? Y'all women better get back to cutting niggas. I remember back in the early 70s and 80s and shit, well, black women wasn't afraid to cut a motherfucker, boy. She cut a nigga from the shit, everywhere from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet, this, that, and the other, and watch him bleed, you know what I mean? So y'all women better get back to cutting niggas, get these niggas up off you and everything, you know what I'm saying? Especially if they're not leading and showing a good example in the household. The nigga ain't showing it. If a man, I ain't even going to say, if a man is not possessing and showing a good example in the household, what the hell is he there for? Same thing like a woman. A woman has to possess nurturing skills and everything when you have a daughter in the household. If she can't do that and can half-ass do that, what the fuck is she there for? You know what I'm saying, y'all? We got to start playing our parts as parents. This shit ain't no joke. Tomorrow ain't promised to nobody. And then our kids are going out and getting tormented in school, you know what I'm saying, and especially if they're getting tormented at home by a half-ass, funky-ass parent or something like that, that's just double jeopardy. And a kid can't handle that these days. It's too much bullshit going on right now. You know what I'm saying? So a kid can't handle that. You know what I mean? So, you know, y'all just need to, you know, get your shit together. You know what I'm saying? Take care of these kids. When it comes to kids, I'm very sensitive. Of course, y'all see, you know what I'm saying. 7:13 a.m. ILR, Las Vegas, Nevada, y'all. What's going on? You got your boy Fat Man up in here. If you want to holler at me, hit me up at 347-884-8810. That's 347-884-8810. We're going to pay these bills, and we'll be right back to talk to my girl Tara. She's going to update us on the nigga news report, all right? All right, y'all, we'll be right back.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm trying to see who fumed you had last Saturday.
The film we had last Saturday?
Uh-huh.
We had some lady film last Saturday.
Well, who, week before that, did you have a Smith down there?
What's the name?
Smith, I can't think of the first name.
The last name was what?
Smith.
Let me see.
And within the last month or so. Hello?
We had a Wilbur Smith.
When you had, was that?
We cremated him.
And then nobody even talks.
Yes, ma'am. Hold your line.
All right.
Yeah, we cremated.
Nobody called me and told me nothing.
Yes, ma'am.
So Wilbur was my neighbor.
Yes, we
cremated. And I had went out of town to visit my boy.
Yeah.
And came back and I noticed that he wasn't out there in the yard.
Yeah, we
and y'all done cremated Wilbur.
Yeah, we done cremated him.
Oh, Lord, yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, Lord.
All right.
Oh, Lord.
Yes, ma'am.
Where the ashes?
Ma'am.
Where the ashes?
When what?
The ashes. What they do with the ashes?
The family got them.
Which family member do Blue got them?
I don't know, ma'am.
Lord, why somebody didn't call me and tell me that they've been cremated with them?
Yeah, they cremated, yes, ma'am.
Oh, Lord, Jesus, Lord, they didn't tell me!
Ah! All right.
Well, who y'all got down there this week?
Oh, we got about 10 in here, ma'am.
Well, which one's going to be the... I knew Wilbur, but I'm just going to try to go to another film to make up for his.
Yes.
And who y'all having down there? Y'all got anything going at 1 o'clock Saturday?
No, ma'am, not yet.
Will you have anything coming up?
I don't know yet. They're making arrangements now.
What's the next film you got coming up?
We got a film Saturday at 1 o'clock.
Mount
Calvary Baptist Church.
And what's the name on it?
Ms. Annie Mae Barkley.
Me? Oh, Lord Jesus! Oh, Lord. Ain't nobody called me and told me she dead.
All right.
Yo, what's going on? You got your boy Fat Man up in here. 21 minutes after 7 o'clock out here in Las Vegas, Fat Boy. We love having fun over here on the morning show. Right now, we're going to talk to my girl, Tara. She's bringing us when we talk to her, the revolution will be televised, you know what I'm saying, whether you like it or not, you know what I'm saying, and everything. So she says she's got something deep for us this morning. And everything. What's going on, sweetie? What's cracking? Good morning.
Good morning, Fat Man. Good morning.
What's going on? What you got to talk about this morning?
I was having problems with my Facebook yesterday, and I thought it was just me. And my computer been acting kind of crazy, and I thought it was just me. Come to find out, a billion Facebook passwords and Facebook, Twitter, and a lot of other social network sites were stolen and posted. So if your Facebook acting funny or your computer acting funny, you might have been hacked.
Wow. Now, how did this happen? How did this happen?
I don't know. It's some rogue hacker or our organization that some kind of way accessed people's Facebook passwords, and they changed people's profile, changed people's password, because I kept trying to log in, and it kept telling me to call a add a phone number. I'm like, I ain't never had to add a phone number before. Says your account has been changed. So you know how the universe works. The article just popped up this morning.
Wow. Yeah. That is so crazy.
Yeah.
That
but
is
you know,
crazy. You know this?
You know Facebook is a CIA program anyway.
Well, yeah. This is just another form of Big Brother, you know what I'm saying, and everything like that. It's just another form of them, a way to You be in contact with us, get information and stuff like that. The quickest way to get somebody's information is to get a motherfucker's email address or a phone number. People don't understand that, you know I was surfing through the internet the other day, you know what I'm saying, and you know, they put a lot of stuff, the internet is put on here, I mean, people put things on the internet for people to find, to harm people, to do a lot of stuff, you know, you could take your number and put it in a certain type of search and this, that, and the other, and it'll reverse your shit, and this, and that number will tell everybody where the fuck you live, where you stay, your social security number, things like that. People don't understand how advanced technology is today, but they won't use it to their advantage. They'll use it to their disadvantage. They'll use it more to hurt them than to gain from it. White people use it to gain from it. Black people use it to try and hurt one another.
Yep. The internet started with this program called DARPA. I can't give you the whole name of it because I don't remember. But it was first connected as ARPANET in 1969, like 3 days before I was 3 days before I was born, in October.
Okay.
And they was trying to find a way to make these colleges communicate. It was University of California, Berkeley, and like three more other colleges that are connected to it. And it started off as a way to make the defense program be able to communicate with all their, you know, nodes or whatever. And it just gradually grew into the internet. The first hacker was named Joe Inglesias. He was a deaf guy. And he could, back then, the phones would give out a tone whenever you would call. You know how you dial one and you hit a rotary one and you hit a rotary two.
Right.
And it would make a whistling noise. He would whistle back into the phone, dial a phone number. So when he went to college, he was charging people a dollar to make phone calls all over the world for free. And that's when the system was analog. And they caught up with him, and that's when they changed how the internet and everything works and how the phone lines works. He hacked into my Bell. And so, and from him is where Bill Gates and Steve Jobs and all these people that created these websites and everything, that's how, you know, they got their start by looking at what he did. He was the first hacker. He called himself Joy Bubbles. You know?
Right. Man, so who's Joy Bubbles?
That's Joe Inglesias. I don't know exact spelling on his name because I'm not at my computer. But the internet is a place where you can gather knowledge. It's not just about these social websites. It's not just about going on, what's that site, hiphop.com, allhiphop.com, and find out the latest gossip on the latest celebrity. Use it for information. Use it to make your life better. Use it to gain knowledge. You know what I mean? It ain't a book, so nigga can look at it. So, you know, it's not hard.
Right, right, right. Exactly. Exactly, exactly. So, I mean, people take, like I said, people take the internet for granted. They don't know how to use it. They abuse it more than they know how to use it. You know what I'm saying? And it could be more inspirational. It could be enlightening. It could be more informational, especially to all these up and coming authors, hip hop artists, bloggers. I mean, it's so much the internet can go, and so far it can go. You know, it's just that I understand that we market ourselves to the wrong people. We're so caught up in trying to keep up, like you said, keep up with the Joneses and everything like that, and we try and market ourselves, and we bombard ourselves with marketing towards each other, putting stuff on your wall, putting stuff on people's wall, annoying the shit out of people with music that they ain't never even heard before, instead of making
I don't want to hear putting stuff in the inbox. I don't like their music. To all the people on my page to be putting stuff in my inbox about their music, stop.
You
I don't
want
to hear it.
Like you know what I mean? And I mean, there's so many other, so many sites and everything like that that people can connect with. You know what I mean? I don't even think that they understand that these third world countries and these other countries have their own YouTube entities and things like that. I mean, an artist can really be getting it in and being a hard independent if he just would step up his internet game. But,
yeah.
I mean, you know, I mean, a lot of artists, you know, you got to understand, you know, artists got to be hungry these days, you know what I'm saying, to even take the time, because it takes time to sit here and pump that stuff out on the internet and, you know, and, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I understand what you're talking about, but like I said, somebody has to want it.
I sent a friend request from the guy who's using the name Unsigned Hype. He has a radio, I mean, he has a Facebook page now.
Yeah, I see that. I've seen that, yeah. Okay. I've seen that. You know, like I was saying, you know, I talked to him and everything like that, you know, and we're supposed to be meeting this evening and talking further about it, you know what I'm saying, and everything. I don't know. I mean, that's something, you know, that's something that everybody was like, well, you know, you can get him for copyright infringement and all of that, but it's hard to copyright something that's been nationally copywritten, you know what I'm saying, and everything. So this is the reason why me and him are going to sit down tonight and sit down and discuss this like men. Like I said, like I told him, I would rather work with him than against him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know, he's doing something else totally different from what I'm doing. I'm live on the radio. He's on a FCC station that's syndicated. This is what people don't understand. This is what people don't understand. Us being on Blog Talk Radio, whatever you do, even what you do, Tara, gives us the freedom of speech. You know what I'm saying? Everybody wants to look up to the regular radio personality, but that regular radio personality, unless you get to a Michael Bazin level of it or a Tom Joyner level of it, and then they're still censored to a certain extent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, us and, like, you know, Cyrus Radio, you know, Satellite Radio, we have freedom of speech. We can say whatever the fuck we want to say. Whenever the fuck we want to say it, we can stop the music when the fuck we want it, change up a whole different song, get on a political soapbox if we want to, you know, a political rant or whatever, you know what I'm saying, and really be heard by a lot of people. People think just because your views and the clicks and the likes don't add up, it doesn't mean that you're not reaching people.
Exactly. I got another
news. Like nobody's not listening to you.
Mm-hmm. I got something else I wanted to talk to you about. I think it was Wednesday. The Pope is pissed. And that's even when I say it. But he's mad at the church because they're not involved in the parishes and they're not involved in the communities. And that he basically saying that they sit up and they judge people and they judge people that are less than or people that don't come to church actively as going to hell or whatever, you know, how they view them. But he's saying that y'all need to get involved or it's going to be a problem. I think that, you know, they got Tupac on the Vatican playlist, that song Changes. He probably was sitting in there listening to it. And he got thug motivated.
Right.
And he probably watched the interview where Pac said, why God need gold ceilings to talk to me? And so he feels some type of way.
Right.
I was too tickled. And like I was touching on the subject about the group that I'm in yesterday where all they do is argue with each other. It's supposed to be a relationship group. But it always comes down to a battle of the sexes. And the men feel that the women are feminists. And they're so against this feminist movement that just wanted equal rights for women. And then you have the women who feel that all the men are lazy and they don't do anything. You know what I mean? So it's like people have a battle of the sexes going on. Black men and black women have a battle of the sexes going on trying to one-up each other. And I remember in the 70s when they would have the battle of the sexes on TV. And so the men are saying,
right,
well, the white man is making y'all dislike us and making y'all ride hard on us. No, nigga, we don't like what y'all doing because y'all not doing shit about the shit that's going on. You know what I mean? Like I said about volunteering with these kids. And it's so many men, like, oh, I don't want no woman with kids. And if a kid ain't mine, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, nigga, every child in the world is yours. So if you see a child doing something wrong and it's not your child, or a child being hurt and it's not your child, you're not going to say anything? You know what I mean? And that baffles me, and I called them in the accountability on it, and they got mad and started calling me names, so that's how my Facebook account got blocked. But it boils down to is us black people need to start being responsible for each other. We are all responsible for each other, and not just black people. All people are responsible for each other. And until that viewpoint changes, the world is going to keep being in chaos because people are taking that detached mindset, well, it ain't me, so I ain't got nothing to do with it. Yes, it is you, because if it ain't you right now, it could be you. You know what I mean? That person you seeing going through something, you could help them. You never know. You may help somebody. You may make somebody's day by just saying hi. You know, you may make somebody's day by giving something away. And I can give you a prime example of myself. Like I tell you, I volunteered at the community center, and I was cleaning out this area for the kids to be able to draw. And it was some juices in there. And I said unconsciously in my mind, I'm getting ready to ask for one of these juices. I wish I could have them all because they probably ain't going to drink them. Tell me why 2 minutes later she came in there and gave me all six cases, and they all got 30. She gave me 36 containers of juice. You know what I mean? Just by doing that action of helping, I got a reward. You
right.
know, they've been having problems with the community center. Yes, community center was somebody opening it, so I ran into some of the kids that come up there to eat after school, and it was closed. So I let them come over my house and eat. You know what I mean? That's what it's about. If you get an obstacle, just go around it. Don't just say, oh, it's not going to work because of this, or I got this one problem and it's not going to work. Through that
right.
shit. Got a mountain, dig a motherfucking tunnel. Go through that bitch.
Right.
Don't let no monkey stop no show. You know? Just keep it moving. We got to keep it moving. Our people as a whole need to get more educated. And they be like, I don't want to hear nothing the white man say, and I don't want to hear nothing the white man's knowledge. No, boo-boo, you're wrong. The white man got all the knowledge. You need to be reading it so you can see
right,
what's going
right.
on in this world. Like I say, it's free money out here. It's just you got to do the footwork. You got to have an employee identification number. You got to have a business plan. You can't just go up in there like Russell did on Crush Groove and with all these raggedy notes talking about you want a business loan and then go get JB, and then it's a real big problem. You know what I mean? Everything has rules and steps. Is what Magic Don Juan say is we need a flow mat or a quartilia.
Right. Yes. Yeah. People need to, like they say, you know, people need to get their house in order. The first of the year is coming up. You know what I'm saying? And you know, they need to get their house in order, get their shit together, because you can't sweep nobody's carpet until you sweep your own. You know
exactly.
what I'm saying? So, you know, they really need to get their thing together. I mean, because life is too short.
Create businesses. That is the way to get black people to where they need to be. You get $20,000 per employee you create. You get tax
breaks. Right.
You get all kind of stuff. Create jobs. That's the conflict I feel. That's the conflict that the government or white America has with black America. Is that we don't put enough back into the economy. We are partakers of the economy, meaning we buy things, but what are we putting into the economy to make the economy instead of calling 1-800-COMPLAIN.com about it? You know what
right.
I mean? Are you projecting, even if it's just barter and trade, you know, even if it's, one of my characters is named Starkima. She babysits, she works, she does hair, and she sells weed. She's an entrepreneur Negro.
Right,
and you've got
right.
a lot of entrepreneur Negroes, but the thing is that they're not, you know, people are so against paying taxes, but they don't know the more you pay into the tax system, the more benefits you get back. You know, you may have
yeah.
to wait, but you get it back. And, you know,
right.
it's this collective of, I don't like this, I don't like that, I don't want to be a part of this, I don't want to be a part of this. You're only suffering because you choose to, boo. You know what I mean? People are only suffering because of the choices they make. Our choices have to become better. Our direction, our drive, what we want, where are we spending our money at, has to become better, or it's going to continue to be a problem. People going to keep calling 1-800-COMPLAIN.com to try to tell me why they ain't getting what they want, and I'm going to give them the wrong answer every single time.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, but my thing is, stop complaining about it and get up and do something about it. The only person that can make a change in your life and make your life better is yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I can't change your life. You can't change mine. All I can do is give you some good advice. I need people to stop thinking that when they go to a friend, that friend is supposed to rescue their life or this, that, the other. And it's like, no, I'm supposed to be here to give you advice. I'm supposed to be here to understand where you're coming from. I'm supposed to be here to listen. I'm not supposed to live for you.
No.
You know what I'm saying? People need to start learning how to stand on their own two feet. That go for grown-ass men, too. That go for grown-ass men, too. You know what I'm saying? If you want something bad enough, get out there and get it. Don't get mad because I created me a radio show and I've been doing this. I've been doing this since I've been doing this.
Since
you know what I'm saying?
Before
y'all even knew who a fat man was, I was doing sexually speaking. I was doing a lot of radio shows and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Now it just seems like that I do something, and don't get me wrong, I can understand where old boy coming from, you know what I'm saying, and everything like that. And he heard the radio show, but I told him I had to keep it 600, man. You pissed me off with that shit. It make it feel
mm-hmm.
like all the shit that I've been working for doing unsigned hype. Now all of a sudden here you come through the back door, but he's
mm-hmm.
coming through a back door differently because he's on an unsigned hype tour with major
mm-hmm.
artists on the East Coast. You know what I'm saying? So which gives him the validity and, you know, and the idea to go, okay, well, maybe I need to do what I'm doing with these majors. Maybe I need to do with these local cats, you know. So it's kind of like, we both heading, you know, that's kind of like two people both heading for the same light, just in a different direction.
Do you remember the episode where they had, it was one little Muppet that had a pot of dirt, and one had a seed, and one had some water, and they all needed the sun?
This is a long time ago, one had them up, and they put them all together,
and they got the flower. Sometimes people have to form a collective to, you know, make each other thrive, because it's just like Smokey, ham no burger, Kool-Aid no sugar. That nigga Craig had the Kool-Aid, and Smokey had to go home and get the sugar before
mm-hmm.
so they both could have Kool-Aid, you know. So maybe you have, it's just changing the paradigm on how you view things. Most of us are narcissistic, and we look at the glasses half empty, you know.
Right.
We got to change the paradigm to look at it like half full. We got what we got, and we got to work with what we got. It's just like the ancestors that had to eat pig's feet and greens, and now
mm-hmm.
white people want to eat pig's feet and greens because they heard how wonderful the shit is. You know what I mean? Taking what you got, it may seem like a little, and adding something to it or somebody else's to it and making it be more. You know, that's it's gonna come to that point. At some point, we're gonna have to stick together in this economy. You may not like the person, y'all may not have the same views, but it's about this money. You know, black people need to get their weight up with their hate and pay the world back when they're bigger by creating some jobs, creating more business. And I know it's hard, and they make it a little extra hard for us, but that doesn't mean it's not impossible. Because in that case, there would be no black-owned businesses, and they exist out there, you know.
Right, exactly. Well, listen, sweetie, tell everybody what time your show comes on and what is it going to be about?
1-800-COMPLAIN.com is a show about a family who complain about each other all day. And you know how the family dynamic is. One don't like this one, and the other one messing with that one. And the lady, Starshima, she is the matriarch, and people call her and give her the most random complaints, and she gives them the most random, dumb answer. And I just made a new character called Star King, and he's the angry nigga from jail. And everything you say is either, nigga, shut the fuck up, leave me the fuck alone, or go read the Bible, or go read the Quran, or go read the Torah, or go read the Big Vedas, or go read the Big Book. Or, you know what I'm saying? He's just so institutionalized that he gives all the wrong answers, too. Everybody in the family gives the whole wrong answer. It comes on right now at the next show will be on the 7th, on the 10th, I think. It's going to come on every Tuesday, except for the last Tuesday of the month. And the reason I created it is because during the holiday weekend, I was feeling so bad for being on your show. I was like, I'm finna go make my own show. So I gotta give all the shout outs to you.
I'm glad I can inspire you, sweetie, and this and the other. And we appreciate you calling in every morning and giving us the untold report, the nigga news, the street news, and everything like that. There, you know what I mean?
For sure.
All right, then, sweetie. I'll be talking to you tomorrow.
Salute it.
Yep, without a doubt. That's my girl, Tara. Tara, what's going on, everybody? Got your boy Fat Man up in here. 7:43 a.m. out here, you know what I'm saying? And we just going to do it like this, y'all. Big shout-out to everybody that's been rolling with me, that's been starting from the bottom. You got your boy coming to you. You can hit me up at 347-884-8810. To wake your ass up, morning.
Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. Nigga, started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here. Nigga, started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team fucking here. I done kept it real from the jump. Living at my mama's house, we'd argue every month, nigga. I was trying to get it on my own. Working all night, traffic on the way home. And my uncle calling me like, where you at? I gave you the keys, so you bring it right back, nigga. I just think it's funny how it goes. Now I'm on the road, half a million for a show. And we started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. Nigga, always tell stories about the man. Say I never struggled, wasn't hungry, yeah, I doubt it, nigga. I can turn your boy into the man. There ain't really much out here that's popping off without us, nigga. We just want the credit where it's due. I'ma worry about me, give a fuck about you, nigga. Just as a reminder to myself, I wear every single chain, even when I'm in the house. Cause we started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga. No new niggas, nigga, we don't feel that. Fuck a fake friend, where your real friends at? We don't like to do too much explaining. Story stay the same, I never changed it. No new niggas, nigga, we don't feel that. Fuck a fake friend, where your real friends at? We don't like to do too much explaining. Story stay the same through the money and the fame. Cause we came in the game with no landing, it changes these fuck niggas. I'm taking them 10 different ways. They see you just smiling your face. Smiling your face. You wanted me up, name and time and replace. I'm smoking the fire, my nigga, you nutted this fire. You smell it as soon as I blaze it. Burning a pound, burning a pound, burning a pound. Yeah, it's going down, it's going down, it's going down. Started from the bottom, now we here. Had a dream by the car and went and got it in a year. All black trucks when we pull up to the Lear. All black coupe, I look like Bruce when I'm steering. Both the homie Drake don't get pissed, but niggas never ever put your man on songs like this. And I probably said no to Whip before, but I made 20 million, so we should probably go on tour. And I just seen Waka the other day. He wasn't tripping, we just talked about the money we been making. Cause we started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we here.
Bunch of young niggas, man, we all doing this shit.
Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga. Started from the bottom, now we here.
We all up now.
Started from the bottom, now my whole team here, nigga. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team.
If you're not drunk, ladies and gentlemen, get ready to get fucked up. Let's do it. You know it, let's go. Yeah, all of the alcoholics, where you at? Let's go. Hey, 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 let's go. Yeah,
when I walk in the club, all eyes on me. I'm with the party rock crew, all drinks are free. We like Sir Rock. We came to party rock. Everybody is on.
Yeah.
Everybody, let's take shots.
If you're feeling drunk, put your hands in the air. And if you're trying to fuck, put your hands in the air. And I say I'm fucked up. I'm fucked up. I'm trying to fuck. I'm trying to fuck.
On the rocks and I'm ready for some shots. The women come around every time I'm pouring shots. Their panties hit the ground every time I give them shots. So cups in the air, everybody, let's take shots.
Another round and try to shut us down about an hour ago, but we still in this bitch. Automatic cook up, be rich, pull up in that rooster till we wake the fucking hood up. Got all these pounds of ganja, I work out, I'm doing cushions. Bobby Bands is in the building, pop that pussy, throw a foot up in the air. One time for a nigga like me with a squad like this, where the team so strong and the flow so cold, ain't nothing but some bad bitches in my clique. What's up, Eastside?
What's up, Eastside?
We in it big.
We in it big.
They think they singing me. But they ain't seen shit.
Man, they ain't seen shit.
Girls on the pole yelling make me rich.
Yeah.
Girls on my shows wanna take my pick. Yeah, we can do this here all night. Can't tell me nothing, can't tell me shit.
No.
All in my zone, all on my own.
Yeah.
Open that pack,
yeah.
Rolling that strong. And we still up in this bitch. Won't turn down, won't go home. Yeah.
I'm in my zone, I'm feeling it. Stop blowing my buzz, quit killing it. So buy another round. They tried to shut us down about an hour ago, but we still in this bitch.
Bitch, don't kill my vibe, don't blow my high, dare blow my guy. I'm so paid, I'm so fly, yo baby daddy, dear respect me, black it eye. That no lie, I'm on my 12, blowing circles in the air. Hood that purple, I'm a boss and you a worker. Listen here, boy, don't make me hurt you, you want trouble, I got plenty. How you want it, bullet semen. I'm so rich, so all that fuckboy shit, you kick it, don't offend me. Don't get killed off in it, bitch, I spend meals all on this shit.
Boy, it been 11 years of this shit, look at me now, still in it, bitch.
Yeah, I stand tall, no can fall, you pussy ass nigga can't touch G. See me, don't speak, ain't nothing G, I'm in my zone, nigga, don't fuck with me. Aye.
I'm in my zone, I'm feeling it. Stop blowing my buzz, quit killing it. So buy another round, they tried to shut us down about an hour ago, but we still in this bitch. Me and all my niggas, all these bad bitches, all this free liquor, surrounded by so many women, one of these hoes might be your wife. She looking for a nigga that's ballin', so tonight might be her night. You know me, I say son, low key I threw tuition at Onyx. Flip money fast like Sonic, rich nigga, I speak Ebonics. Got a new car, I pay cash, got a new crib with a weed lab. Crisp bills, I need that, fuck your team with a free set. 100 deep in VIP, niggas always hate. I came in with a bunch of goons and I'm leaving out with this lady. I got your boo in my boo, got a G about to swallow my baby. My system loud, my weed loud, no hair clippers, I'm faded. I'm in my zone, I'm feeling it. Stop blowing my buzz, quit killing it. So buy another round, they tried to shut us down about an hour ago, but we still in this bitch.
Loud and buy another round. Let me try.
Yeah, what's going on, y'all? You got your boy Fat Man up in here. Listen, I appreciate y'all rolling with me today. You know what I'm saying? With the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show, y'all. You look, y'all have a wonderful day. Have a beautiful day. You know what I'm saying? And like we said, y'all, say hi to somebody. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Treat somebody nice. Open up the door for somebody today, fellas. Open up the door for a woman today, fellas, and things like that. It don't take a lot. We ain't asking y'all to fall in love with each other and this and the other. We just asking y'all to be kind to one another. You know what I'm saying? It's the holiday season. So, yo, I talk to y'all tomorrow. It's your boy Fat Man. Love, peace, and hair grease and chicken grease, too. You know what I'm saying? Love you. I hope you love me. I'll holler at y'all later, man. Holler at y'all later. I'll talk to you. Holler. 600, y'all. See you tomorrow.
It was not the kind of love. What you got?